In this week's Arts, we meet Scooter, the acclaimed directing duo of Martin Kukuczka and Lukasz Trpišovský. They directed one of the highlights or hits of the summer cultural calendar, Romeo and Juliet, at Prague Castle. Martin and Lukasz came into the studio this week to talk about the production, which is part of the Shakespeare Summer Festival. And I began by asking about the challenges the duo had faced, and Martin Kukuczka was the first to answer.
It's kind of nice combination because it's not a classical theater in the way that it is open air. So we need to deal with the weather, we need to deal with the sounds which are flying around, all the aeroplanes, all the motorcycles, all the fireworks, you know. So we need to prepare actors to react on these little things that little bit disturb the audience. So some of our projects we made, like which was more alternative or more site-specific or something like this, help us to work in this like very on this very official scene and work with the actors in this way, like to prepare them for this very various moment on the stage while they are playing.
You said in an interview that when you got the call that you guys usually are contacted when they want something a little different, so to speak. Yes. Is that true in this case as well?
Yeah.
Martin said that there's some modification. It's set in the modern day. Was there a modification, for example, to the text?
We just a little bit cut the text.
You cut out the boring bits.
60%
a little bit.
Go 60% out.
go out.
You worked on that with Martin Hilsky.
Yeah. It's nice also to meet Martin Hilsky because he knows everything about Shakespeare, so it's not just to use his translate, but also use his
thoughts and how he's thinking about the Shakespeare, how he brings a lot of little details from the age of the Shakespeare, how everything begins and everything, and the most important thing for us was that that he taught us the Romeo and Juliet is the famous tragedy of Shakespeare, but it begins as a comedy, and this is it was great impulse for us to think about the how to put everything on the stage, how to direct the piece, because we really used the first half of the performance is really crazy comedy, like Italian style, and after the death of Mercutio and Tybalt, we change it into this tragedy. Mm-hmm. There comes the nostalgia, then there comes the melancholy, and this is something which brings Martin Hilsky as a kind of idea or vision or something like this. This was first thing, and the second one is he's always talking about the Shakespeare text, that it is not just the text to speak, but it is very physical, that you need to move, you need to act with the text. It is not enough if you're just speaking, if there are just words are flying. It needs to be in the body.
You can't just recite it and go
yes,
home.
Yes, yeah. And this something in body really helps us because we used to do a physical theater also, or new cirque, or also the ballet performances. So the connection with the physicality with the body and the combining with the text was something that also comes from Martin Hilsky, from this talk with him.
When you were recently interviewed by Jan Pokorny from Radio Journal ahead of the premiere, it came across, it was a very entertaining interview, but it came across that neither of you had slept very much. Why was that?
Because we worked during whole night because of tourists on the castle. And so we had to work from midnight to
3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah. And the weather was not nice for us, so it was just 6 degrees, and time to time it was raining, so it was very hard to work.
It was more tiring than we expect, because 2 years ago we made a performance also on a castle, like Midsummer Night Dream, also the Shakespeare play, but the weather in June that time, these 2 years ago, was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And also the actors had more time, so we could rehearse like from 8 p.m. or something like this. So we were like, okay, it's like nice to be on the castle and rehearse there. And so, but this year it was like, It begins nice, but it came to tragedy as Romeo and Juliet.
We will talk about the actual premiere in just a little bit. But when you were casting this play, this is also interesting about your approach as directors. You chose from many different theaters, maybe even different acting styles.
Yeah.
Your main lead, who plays Juliet, Teresa Voríšková, even said that she had her doubts because she's more of a screen actress.
Mm-hmm.
So how did it all come together, these different styles? And how important is that for you, or exciting is that for you as directors?
This production is great in one thing, that we can choose anybody we want. Because in the summer, they mostly have like this theater vacation, so they don't have much projects like in theater. So we can call, if it is from national theater or from kind of alternative scene or from any different fields of a theater. And that's great. That's one thing that we can really call to some actors that we wish to work with them, but we couldn't because they are... There are in other theaters, for example, Sasha Rashilov from National Theater, or Lenka Krobotova, she is from Davidske Theater, or Jiří Vyhorálek, who is from Theater na Zábradlí. To combine all these actors together is very...
It's a luxury.
Yeah. It's a luxury. And so this is like great to have this possibility. On the other hand, we choose also actors who has... like different approach of the acting or different style of acting because it's not when the character somehow it's has something inside, like I mean the character from a Shakespeare play. Mm. So to really find not just type of the actor but really the way how he present himself, you know. So for Mercutio or for Tybalt, we choose guys who are very physical, very dancy, who not just working with the text, but they can really move with they can also dance and they are also involved in the choreographies that made Jan Kodet with the dancers also like this. So this was one way of choosing the actors who are very physical or not, and then are also like the comedy style, you know.
Sure.
And so we wanted really to have like different Capulets and Montek, not that one eye ones are white or black, but the character of people could be different, you know. So even the character of the way of acting could be different. So this kind of choosing like really, really different little different style of acting really help us to create like the characters more precisely.
What kind of Juliet is Teresa Voríšková? Because I remember when she sort of broke onto the scene with this film Bobule, but she was still very young. How do you describe her as Juliet?
Okay, I must say something before, because what we were thinking about when we were thinking about who should be the Romeo and Juliet, maybe about the age, what does it mean, this 14 years old Juliet? We thought that none of the actress could play like 14 years. If she is 14 years old, like me, I mean the actress, she will not have the experience, you know. She can't do this step back and make a little fun of herself and something like this. So we need somebody who is able, and our Juliet is in this way, is done in this way, that she can make a fun of herself. It's one of a very important thing on the very beginning, you know. So when she met Romeo and the balcony scene and everything, it must be like when you are 14 years old, when you are teenage, so everything is so, when you look back, it's so funny, it's romantic, it's beautiful but still funny. So this is something we need to bring. But on the other hand, the second half, they really grow up, even the Romeo, even the Juliet, they become adult in a week. Mm-hmm. And this break from teenage to get adult is something that must be somebody who have this experience already in their life, you know. And so when we find out, when we bring Teresa, so our Teresa is on the beginning, she's really 14, you know. Mm-hmm. So she's really 14. So she has this, like, even the body is doesn't work very well. Mm-hmm. Even she's very aggressive on the parents, so changing the moods all the time. So this is something that began. And after all, she's a big fighter as a Juliet. So she really fight for her love. She's really fighting for the way how she see how the things should be. And so we have Teresa, like, teenage fighter. Yeah, we can say she's a teenage fighter. Okay. Yeah, but very romantic one, of course.
The reaction was excellent on the first night.
Yeah. But on the other hand, yeah, the reaction was great. But on the other hand, still, the Romeo and Juliet, everybody, each man from the audience, think how it should be. You know, they have their image of Romeo and Juliet. So in the beginning, they are really fighting with their image and our image. So they are surprised, even because we made the first part as a comedy, you know.
Sure.
So they come for the tragedy. So why it is funny? Why it is funny?
Is there a moment when you say, ah, the audience is on board? We've got them now.
Yeah. It is, and or we not, or we don't. You know. So there, time to time, you know, and also the actors start to really like, oh, they are not laughing. It's not good. You know. So there is a few moments that then we know that yeah, we have them, or they. Ah, today it will be a little more tough, you know. So there are a few moments of this kind, because some of the little situation, there is three or four of them that we know that each of time the people are laughing. So if they are, so we know, okay, they are on the board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I said to actors before the premiere, don't be worried. There will be audience that will be laughing from the beginning, and really, you will hear it. And maybe there will be just a little smiling, and you will hear nothing. Don't be worried, because they will see the story. Don't struggle then, and enjoy it even more.